Janet Schlick is on next. I don't want to get too much in detail, but you all know we have quite a history going back with the Lighthouse for the Blind in Chicago. Some of it more friendly than others. In fact, at one point, the Chicago Lighthouse was a sub-minimum wage payer and, in fact, opposed the right of their workers to unionize. But I have to tell you, the Chicago Lighthouse now is not the Chicago Lighthouse that was. So, without further ado, I hope Janet's made her way up here because I'm going to put her on. You're here?
I'm right here.
That's always, you know, it's one of the things that's scary about not seeing when you're doing a convention. Are they here?
Thank you so much, Patty, for inviting me to talk about what's going on at the Lighthouse and for recognizing that we did have that reputation way back pre-1970s. And, you know, there's been a long history. And Patty and I often joke that it's NFB that really turned the Lighthouse around because you called us on it and you set a national trend towards paying people and making sure and enforcing the payment of minimum wage and above. And since then, I think we have a pretty good track record at the Lighthouse. And I'm going to tell you some of the issues that have taken place.
Give her your
attention, people. Yes.
Sound carries in this room more than you think.
So we turn things around, and I'm happy to say that we are in the top three in terms of average salaries of National Industries for the Blind agencies across the country.
Wow, and very so nice.
That's because of some of the major initiatives that have taken place. And one of the ones that has been in the news, you probably have heard about and different things about, and I aim to set the record straight on the project today. This past Thursday, we celebrated the first anniversary of our partnership with the Illinois Tollway Authority, and it's been a spectacular partnership. I credited Paula Wolf, who is the chair of the Tollway, and Executive Director Christy LaFleur for breaking down barriers in the disability community. We are now when we took on the contract, we were at less than 5% disabled workforce, and Thursday we celebrated 52% disabled.
Okay, getting better.
In 1 year. So we've been working really hard. Our HR team, our IT team, our employment services team are pretty phenomenal. And, you know, I will say that we put a lot of people to work. Since 2008, I took the lead from Jim Castellute. He retired. The beloved Jim Castellute did such a great job at the Lighthouse. We have grown 200% in 6 years. So we are now at 600 employees and growing. When I took the helm, it was about 200 employees at the Lighthouse. So, and you know, they're not all in customer care. They are in retail. They are in medicine. They are in optometry. They are in psychology. They are in business. They are in administration. Throughout the Lighthouse, we have representatives and leads in each of our departments who are blind, totally blind, visually impaired. And I'll give you some of the numbers. Hopefully, you know, I can't beat the mayor in terms of charisma, but hopefully I can wow you with some of the statistics. So the Tollway Project is one of our major efforts, and what's so wonderful about the Illinois Tollway, and I know they get a lot of bad press, but really they have supported us. Now we are embarking on a blind demonstration project. We have proven concept. Peter Tusick, who is one of our agents who is totally blind, he is in our assistive technology department. He is a lead there. He proved that people who are blind could navigate and work with JAWS to do the job at the tollway. And now
I'm sorry, give me 1 minute. You guys, the noise level is way too high. I'm getting complaints clear up here. Please give her your attention.
Okay. So the tollway is spending millions to modify the software so that totally blind agents can work in the call center. So, and that should be ready by July 2015. So we will be putting out the calls for people who are totally blind. I'm going to give you some of our statistics in our call centers.
Say that again, Janet, because they didn't hear you if they didn't applaud.
July 2015, totally blind employees in the call center at all levels.
We have a date.
We also have rehab engineers working on different instruments to make sure that totally blind people can be supervisors and leads in the tallway as well.
Yes, yes, yes. That's where we want it to go.
All right, to give you some of the statistics and update, in our call centers, we're looking at an average of 60% visually impaired, legally blind, and totally blind employees. And I think that's pretty remarkable, 60% across the board in the Chicago Lighthouse. We not only have the tollway contract, but we manage a wellness program and health coaching program for Advocate Healthcare. We manage the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. We took it over from the state, did such a great job that they've given us the financial portion. We've handled the professional licensure. We have 11 individuals out of 15 are significantly visually impaired in that program. Many hold master's degrees, and the salaries are terrific. We also have our Informus, where we handle information for the Affordable Health Care Act. We have 10 employees there. They're all totally blind. And in our UI Health, we've taken this contract on just in September. We're managing all the patient scheduling for the University of Illinois at Chicago, and we're building up. We're currently at 22% visually impaired and blind, but we just received the contract in September, so give us a chance. In terms of above minimum wage positions, more management positions, and above at the Lighthouse, we have 20% in management, so we have room to grow there. 60% of those 20% are legally blind or totally blind. So that is important to state that we do have people in high-level positions at the Lighthouse. Our management team, same thing, 20% of our management team is legally blind or totally blind. People like Kevin Burton, Lashina Miller, Christina Tran. Carol Anderson leads our legal clinic. She is totally blind. Bill Jurek leads our Chris Radio and our Beacon Show. Unbelievable individual, so talented. And Greg Pullman, everyone knows Greg Pullman's reputation. Tom Persky, who's our Senior Vice President of Rehabilitation Services. So that has been, you know, something that I am very proud of what the Lighthouse has done in the past few years, putting people who are totally blind in lead positions. And those are the people that make the decisions and know what it's like to live a life of blindness. And it's those people who are, you know, the future of the Lighthouse and determining the direction we should be headed. So there, as I mentioned, our board is diverse in terms of blindness. We have 45% of our board is affected by visual impairment or blindness, or has a family member, a close loved one, a partner, or a child who has visual impairment. So we're looking at 45%, and four members out of 38 members are practitioners who serve those. They are physicians or researchers in the field. So I think we're well represented. I think you will agree. Just to give you some idea of some of the activities that are going on across the Lighthouse that I think you will have interest in, we just initiated a technology help desk. We did have it for a number of years. It was led by Ray Campbell. You may know him from ACB.
Yep, we do.
And now Peter Tusick has taken over that role. We provide it free of charge for people who need technology assistance. We also provide computer classes and iPad classes, both at our 1850 West Roosevelt location and in Glenview. Our IAMC is really taking hold. We provided 14,000 materials, whether it be Braille textbooks, large print textbooks, or technology this past year to the school children, over 4,000 school children in Illinois. Greg Pullman is our Senior Vice President of Public Policy, and he is the director of the IAMC. And Braille is first and foremost important to the Lighthouse. We promote it. We have a new preschool, which we inaugurated last year. We have 8 children who are enrolled or going to be enrolled out of 18 children in the preschool right now. We provide transportation free of charge to children all over the city. As part of that program, we have a generous donor. And what the key thing is about our preschool, we're teaching both the sighted kids and the children with visual impairment Braille. Everybody learns Braille. I think the gift to them is that they become bilingual. So we're very excited about the growth of that program, and it's endorsed by the Chicago Public Schools. This year, we provided $66,500 to 42 individuals in college and graduate school scholarships. Amy was at the Lighthouse. We hosted the Bell Program for Braille Literacy.
And they didn't charge us, you guys. We had free meeting space. You couldn't have matched it.
And I know that, you know, I will say that I'm a huge fan of the Randolph Shepherd program. And when the Lighthouse had a contract, and I think the Hadley School for the Blind is doing an amazing job. And, you know, I admire the work that Colleen's doing along with Chuck Young and getting that program off the ground. I often see the Lighthouse as the practical educator, and you can have a practicum while you're learning through Hadley, and it's a really nice marriage and partnership in that regard. Few people know that we have a store, convenience store, at the Midwest Orthopedic at Rush Hospital, and it provides retail opportunities. With our 28 programs at the Lighthouse, there are internship opportunities throughout. So if you want to get your feet wet in an area while you're learning, and of course at Hadley, there is something for everyone, whether it's law or developmental psychology or education. You can have a practical experience at the Lighthouse, be paid while you're learning, and seeing whether you enjoy the work that that you're planning on undertaking, I think, for the long term. I think it's a great way of learning and getting into the business. Now, I want to just update you. Patty asked me to give you an update on the CTA project, which is, I think, very important to people who live in the city and want to get around. The Lighthouse received a grant for our orientation and mobility specialists to provide the descriptive audio for getting around the CTA stations. And to give you an update, it's been a multi-phase project. It started with a forum of stakeholders to give their input on what type of information they wanted in the guides. The group was made up of various stakeholders from the blind community, comprised of several members from NFB. This information was then analyzed by CTA, and the template was created to capture the information. The CTA webmaster was also involved to make sure that the template would format on the CTA website and accessible by all screen readers. Once the template was finalized, Chicago Lighthouse O&M instructors developed written guides for several stations. There were several edits to the guides before final drafts were approved. And now these drafts will go to several members of the CTA ADA committee for input on contact. I know that Patty wants to be part of that committee.
Sure
that happens. This will only be given to members of the committee for input. After this stage, more stations will be completed and submitted for approval by the CTA. So it's been a slow process, but they are doing it. The word is getting out that, you know, more activities need to be accessible. All activities need to be accessible. And there's a lot of scrutiny. The world is watching. But I really feel that Illinois is setting the stage for accessibility to jobs and transportation and the arts for people with disabilities. So I thank you for listening to me today. If you have any questions about employment opportunities at the Lighthouse or where we're going and directions that we're heading, I will be here for about another half hour, and I look forward to meeting you all. Thank you so much for having me here. It's been a pleasure.
All right, I'm going to allow a couple of questions. We're going over, and we can't. And that means that you guys, the minute we're done, we've got to clear this room so that the hotel can set up for lunch, okay? We'll begin with Jamal.
Okay, Ms. Schlick, thank you for your presentation. And it it was good news to hear about the tollway project. With that being said, I am curious to know about the senior program that the Lighthouse took over from ICRE. Mm-hmm. I had heard a report that program has temporarily been suspended. And my question is, what's happening to those seniors who have benefited from that program while the program has temporarily been suspended by you folks?
Okay. I'm so glad. It's almost as though you're a plant in the audience, and you're hearing it here for the first time. Right now, we have a generous donor, extremely generous donor, who is wanting to leave her legacy to the Chicago Lighthouse in the form of a senior center. So we are going to build the state-of-the-art, futuristic, what every senior will want as we age, all of us. And we're taking it into consideration. She is going to build us a wing onto the Chicago Lighthouse, is in the plans. We haven't signed the papers yet, but that is the plan. And I've been working with her over the past few weeks. We've enlisted three different architects who are putting in their plans for this center. It will include exercise classes, horticultural learning, a commercial cooking kitchen, socialization areas, a 250-person auditorium, which I'm sure Illinois NFB will take advantage of.
We would be happy to.
It will be. She's been frustrated by taking continuing ed courses and not being the auditorium not being accessible to her. She is visually impaired and hearing impaired and wants us to put the very latest technology for accessibility into that auditorium. We will also have computer-assisted technology classes, and I welcome the input. Patty will be on the task force for that senior center. You're asking what's happening with it right now. It has not been suspended. It is ongoing, very active in Glenview, but we are doing a nationwide search for a gerontology leader, a thought leader in the field, so that they will help design the programs. And we have three candidates that we have narrowed it down to. If you have anyone who's interested in this, we have done a mass advertising of the position. But if you know someone who's interested, once we hire them, look out. So right now it's suspended because we are looking for the right person for that big job.
Debbie Pittman, and that's going to have to be the last one.
I hope I answered your question.
You mentioned that the program, the software, will not be available for blind employees to be able to utilize the customer input on the computer system for the
Well, the tollway. The tollway project,
not until July. Is there a reason that it's going to take all the way to July? Because you all have had that program for a while.
Well, here is the situation. We have, and we are, the tollway has made the decisions. It's their, they gave us the contract, and they are responsible for making the program accessible. The fact that we have 52% disabled, I think, is pretty remarkable, and we have worked with them to make it totally blind accessible. If the Chicago Lighthouse hadn't taken on the contract, we would lose all those job opportunities. So we are working up to a 75% ratio of visually impaired and blind. But it's going to take a few years. I think the fact that the tollway is willing to invest millions to make it blind accessible, I don't know of any other organization in the country that would be willing to do that. So all of our other call centers are accessible to significant visual impairment and total blindness. This is the one we're working on. This is the last nut to crack, but we're going to do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Janet. We appreciate your being here and answering some of the hard questions.
Door
All right,
prize.
Now we're going to do a door prize, and then we will clear this room.
Madam President,
Kathy?
Kathy Randall has $20 for the student division.
All right, well, they got to find you. All right, go ahead and do a door prize, Denise.
Okay. This time I have a mug from the 1987 convention, as well as a water bottle. And I don't know if you would also be interested in $25 And if he is in the room, that is going to go to James Dickman.
Jimmy Dickman? Not here. Do it again.
Okay.
I think he was here. I heard him at some point.
Okay, Marco Giannotti.
Marco?
I know he's here.
All right, you got him now. Marco is in the room. We need to clear this room. That means everybody, you're not an exception, even if you think you are. And you can come back at 11:30 so that the hotel can set us up for lunch. Thank you. And that means quickly.